Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just telling these guys, Monica, Jerry, you guys, have you been to demolition derbies? Have you ever seen it, you know, at a racetrack or anything like that? You ever been to it?
No.
Does Monster Jam count as one?
Not really. You ever see where they like take junky cars and run them into each other? You guys have never been to one of those? What it is, but you just haven't been.
Yeah.
I've never been there. No.
There's a version of demolition derby where they use school buses, right? And there's a woman who wrote into a newspaper. And she said, bus demolition derby is a bad idea. This is a good example of maybe parents overthinking stuff. And the buses are like junky school buses with spray painted on the side. Junkyard Dog is the name of one bus. Cheese Boy is the name of another bus.
So the drivers get their hands on a bus, yep. And they just...
They run into each other.
They're just going to smack it up for a little while. And it's for, I guess it's, what is it, for entertainment purposes?
Yeah. And the buses just get wrecked and the tires fold in. And it's the best. Demolition derbies are fun if you're watching. But
right. This
lady writes a letter to a newspaper. She says, as if putting a child on a school bus isn't stressful enough for most parents, touting a demolition derby where kids can watch banged up buses going grill to grill is a sick mentality is basically what she's saying. She says, doesn't anyone see the dangerous message our young children get from this event? All in the name of fun.
What?
I see a quick buck and no concern for the safety children should feel once they have left home and boarded the school bus.
Oh, my God.
This should be the number one concern for both parents and children. Entertainment needs to take a back seat, says Diane. Her point is that the buses crashing into each other gives children an unsafe feeling when on Monday morning they go to school and they get on a school bus.
God.
Are you crazy?
Oh, my God.
Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. This world we're living in.
Does she know that cars have done demolition derbies forever and school buses and trucks and anything that they can get to run have run into? And you don't get in your car and feel like it's going to be unsafe. It's a demolition derby on a track. That's not the same thing.
Didn't she ever see Happy Days with the Malachi brothers and they get Fonzie and the Malachi Crunch?
Right. What about that?
Leather Tuscadero was all there, you know. I don't know. It didn't make kids fear getting in a car. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just...
The mentality, though, is so overprotective of what the kids psych... The kids just see it. It's just fun. Like, if she's worried about that, she has to be worried about, you know, cartoon violence. At least.
Right.
If she's worried about two buses running into each other out there that a kid isn't on and never will be on, how do you get that mental? How do you have that sort of a thought process?
She could write that same letter for, like, Tom and Jerry.
For so many things, right?
Kids should feel comfort when going into a friend's home and they have a cat, not worried about whether or not they're going to get hit over the head with an anvil.
Right. By the evil mouse that comes out.
Right.
Who was just hit, by the way, with a frying pan.
Right.
Like, how over... I mean, like, people protect their kids from all sorts of things. But this is, I feel, so far over the line.
You protect them from violence. You protect them from evil. You try and protect them from bad people. And you try and protect them, like... You know,
like that's the real big picture stuff.
You know, from health issues. Like, my thing now is I do everything I can to avoid my kids eating fast food.
Uh-huh.
I get my mother every once in a while, take them to McDonald's. I get pissed off about it.
But every once in a while is not horrible, right?
I'm not saying it's horrible, but listen, my kids right now, I wouldn't call either one of them fat by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to see fly circle in their face anytime soon either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't think they need that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, like, my wife took my daughter to Taco Bell the other day, and I got pissed.
Oh.
I got pissed about it. I said, why? Do you know what we're trying to accomplish? I want my kids to have a healthy lifestyle and eat healthy, eat smarter than they have been.
Okay.
That's on us.
Right.
Why introduce fast food for no reason? She's like, well,
she's
really
never had Taco Bell.
She's never had Taco Bell. She was like, she really wanted to try it.
Uh-huh.
She tried it. She didn't love it. You know, okay. And Nicole's like, case closed. I go, yeah, but why even introduce it when we've gone, she's 10.
Mm-hmm.
We've never taken them for fast food.
Really?
I mean, I think maybe Wendy's the last
time. So good.
Maybe Wendy's the last time a couple of years.
How many times have we talked about how good it is and never, like, even just as a quick treat or anything?
A slice of pizza, you know, pizza or whatever it is. And listen, I'm not a Nazi about it, but no. Because I don't eat it, so I have no reason to take them for it. They don't ask for it.
Right. So then you get like a free pass on it. Yeah, it's an easy one.
So it's not that big a deal. So I try to protect them from diabetes. I try to protect them from bad habits if I can.
Right.
But not from going to watch a goddamn school bus crash up Derby. That's fun.
No, yeah, that's dumb protection. Like I think our biggest thing was protecting them from like movies with like sexual stuff in it. Because they're like young girls. And a lot of the stuff in movies is really about how someone's banging the girl. You know, how someone's feeling up the girl. It's never the other way. And you just, they're young. And as long, I totally agree with Susan on this. As long as kids can stay innocent, they should stay innocent. Because once you break the glass, you can't put it back together.
Right.
And it's so great to see them just be kids and not know about all the crap. The stuff you talked about, the evil, the bad people. And it, like, you don't, but it's a fine line because you don't want to shelter them from real life either. So you got to try to ride that line, but. Man, I think that was our biggest thing.
If they ask me questions, I will answer almost any questions they have for me.
Right.
You know, almost every question.
But I don't want them to know the answer yet. They were too young.
But I told you the other day when they said something about a baby and my son said something about mommy and daddy. And I'm like, oh, my God. No.
Wow, look at that three-legged dog. Just anything.
No. Hey, Dustin on line three. What's up, Dustin?
Gentlemen, lady, as always, a great show. Thank you guys so much for putting on a fantastic program.
Thank you, buddy.
So, seriously, like, okay, are we dumbing it down that bad to where we're afraid of school buses because we see them wreck? Is this lady telling me that she's so friggin' mental that she doesn't buy anything Acme because it was always in Looney Tunes and it always had something bad happening to Wile E. Coyote or to freaking Roadrunner, all that kind of crap? I mean, come on. You don't see those cartoons on TV anymore. It's like, those taught you that violence was okay, but there's some comic relief to them. Like, and it's not like violent, like, oh my gosh, you're going to blow some kid's head off. I mean, you play games nowadays where they're talking about you get extra points for killing a guy execution style or raping a hooker. I mean, like, come on. Seriously? Like, this is ridiculous.
She's worried about crashing school buses.
We're crashing school buses. Oh my gosh, we're repurposing something for the purpose of just getting that primal
entertainment
instinct out of humans to just be a little destructive and for entertainment value.
Now, Dustin,
I don't
allow any of the violent video games in the house because my son's 9.
That's why he plays them at his friend's house.
Do you think I'm not saying that I can't stop that.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I can ask the parents not to, but I can't stop that. Dustin, do you think I'm wrong from protecting him from that?
No, but also at the same time, I think where there's a will, there's a way. They always get exposed to this stuff. I mean, because I just turned 33 last week. I have a daughter who's 3, so all this stuff is going to be, like, in the back of my mind as she's growing up. You know, if she doesn't see it at my house or, you know, if she doesn't get exposed to it, she's getting exposed to it somewhere. And it's just mitigating, you know, the amount of exposure and the effects of it. So
My daughter's 10. Really, my daughter's 10, and she's still full-blown on the Santa thing.
That's awesome. That's great. She's going to be done like in a year. So just let her. That's great.
But part of me wants the credit at this point.
Just you don't want her to tell anybody.
Part of me wants the credit. Like, listen, here's where these gifts are really coming from. I bust my ass for you kids. F that.
That's just
I mean,
so
I tell you. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm a single parent. I work a full-time job and 2 part-time jobs, man. I get it. Like, you want them to appreciate what you get for them. But at the same time, you know, you kind of want them to enjoy their childhood. But after a while, you kind of have to pull that wool off them over their eyes. But
that's what I mean. Fine line, Dustin.
Reason I brought up the Santa thing is because you mentioned you can't stop what goes on the school bus.
Hmm.
And for the life of me, I can't figure out how she's made it all the way to 10.
Hmm.
And nobody busted that bubble? Hmm. Nobody?
Nobody talked about it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't bust
it. My next door neighbor is a year older than her, and she hasn't even busted the bubble on her yet.
Maybe somebody's mentioned it, and they're wrong.
Maybe she just got a good childhood friend, you know? Maybe it's something rare that you don't see nowadays. I mean, who knows? I mean, just ride that thing till the wheels fall off, but then when reality hits, be like, okay, guess what? Now you got to start helping me with the insurance. payment on this damn thing. Anyway, guys,
right on, Dustin.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Be well.
Thank you.
Does it boil down to that, though? I feel like with this bus situation and everything else, and I know I don't have kids, so everybody stop, but in my opinion, when I observe things, it's more the parent putting their responsibilities as parents on other people. Like, just talk to your kid and explain how things go. Like, you're doing, JP, and how, you know, I just feel like if someone does their job as a parent, then it's less likely that they're going to have such outside influences affect them. You know what I mean? They're going to be able to make their own decisions. This is already in their head because of what the parents did. Now, if they just get sent out into the world with no parenting whatsoever at all, then everything's going to affect them differently.
That's the goal. But this woman wants, you know, she doesn't want to have to parent.
Well, then that's on her.
She's a whack job.
And on top of that, she's trying to parent something that doesn't need to be parented.
Right.
She's worried about crashing school buses at a demolition derby.
Right.
I mean, how over the top do
you want
to be? I almost thought it was fake, but it was a real email to a real newspaper.
Oh, my God.
And she was really concerned.
Adam on line two. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say, remember the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that movie again and watch him as a protagonist, not the opposite. I feel more and more closely related to that guy nowadays than I have ever.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
He makes a lot of sense the older you get.
Listen, you know, I'm one leg cramp away from going on a spree. You know?
All you need is a short white shirt and a buzz cut.
Dude, every day in my life is a crapshoot. You know?
There's Pat on line four. Hey, Pat. Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. Every average show, as usual.
All right.
That's what we strive for.
First, I would make the comment, I think everybody can agree that as the kids get older, they stop listening to their parents as much. When they're 5, 6, 7 years old, they'll sit there and listen and take a lesson from their parents. When they get 14, 15, 16 years old, they know everything. Your parents are stupid, that kind of thing.
That's true.
So does it not make sense to expose your kids to these bad things when they're little? For example, the violent video games. When they're young, you can say, listen, that gun actually kills people.
Right.
And they will listen to that. When they're older, it's not going to affect me. So you have a chance when they're little to teach lessons a lot better than when they're, you know, 12, 13 years old.
And I agree with you. And here's the way I handle the violent video games thing. I don't want them in my home. Now, right? He's 9. But when we go next door, we socialize with my neighbors almost every weekend. And if we go over there, they have older kids. They're all away at college. One's out of college. But when they come home, they all treat my son very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sit down and they'll play Xbox. And they're playing the more violent games.
Right.
I don't stop him from being in the room. Mm-hmm. I don't stop him from playing them. He's getting the idea of what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not stopping it. I just don't want it in the house because I don't want it as an everyday thing.
Totally agree. That's
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
That's so, good parents
at
right
that
there.
Age, you can pull them aside from the other older kids after they're done playing and teach the lesson.
Right.
If it's a lesson about sex, you know, here's what we saw on television today. Here's what it really is. Mm-hmm. If it's teaching them how to be inclusive of, you know, other genders and races and homosexuals, when they're young, you can teach those things. When they're older, they're learning it from their friends who may not have the same lessons that you do.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Makes sense.
Hey, you want to tell you, Monica, you want to hear a funny story?
Always.
Raj, why don't you, because he brought up sex and stuff, why don't you tell the class about the time you took your youngest daughter to go see The American with George Clooney?
Oh, my God.
What?
One of the most embarrassing moments ever in my life. You know the movie, right?
Yeah.
George Clooney, The American. It was new in the theaters. The write-up on it was he was a secret agent, CIA type stuff, you know, whatever, in whatever.
She was she was probably 14 or 15 because it came out 7 years ago.
Okay, yeah, right? Exactly. So she was 15. So Courtney and I mean, she's always loved the Jason Bourne movies, and Kelly, too. So we've always watched this kind of stuff at home. So we're like, let's go see this one. This will be pretty good. It was only the review. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like an action. It was no action in this movie. It was really boring. But while we're sitting there, it also had
just
the worst possible sex scene that could ever be had when a father is sitting next to his 15-year-old daughter.
What do you do? What do you do?
So, yeah, right? Like, you, like, move all uncomfortably in the seat.
You have to go to the bathroom.
It's worse. It's worse than passionate movie intercourse. Worse. Way worse.
Right.
What do you do? What was she doing?
This beautiful French-Spanish woman becomes the object of his affections, and they are at his apartment, whatever. And they're getting down. And there's no sex yet. It's just getting to the point where he's moving slowly and admiring her body and making his way south.
Daddy, what's going on? What's happening? Why is he doing that?
And like of course he's wearing something lacy and see-through sundress, and he's like sliding the cloth up. But oh boy. Oh no.
No.
And before you know it, her naked thigh is on this giant screen, just the side of her naked thigh, and then there's George Clooney's face. And my 15-year-old is sitting next to me like, I don't believe this is about to happen. It's like slow motion.
Is she saying that or is she thinking it?
I'm thinking that.
I don't believe this is about to happen. However uncomfortable you are, she's twice as uncomfortable. She does not want her dad sitting next to her during all of this.
I'm frozen in place.
How do you not just give her $20 and say, go get some juju
fruits? Get out.
I couldn't move.
You didn't tell her to turn around? That was my mom's go-to move whenever there was crazy sex scene on the... It was, turn around. No. Close your eyes. Turn around.
It was like, frozen in place, couldn't breathe. Like,
Get up, go. You can do something.
So he actually like removes her underwear down her leg, and then before you know it, he disappears behind her thigh, and she starts moaning. I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. The scene finally ends about 3 hours later, it feels like, and the rest of the movie happens, and we leave. And Courtney never said anything. I never said anything. And I told Susan, I'm like, you won't believe what happened.
Let me do a dramatic reenactment of the car home, on the car ride home, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
In silence.
He's just looking at me with the eyes. That's it. He's just looking. Total silence.
They get home. The door's closed. All right, good night.
Let's never speak of this again.
What is
the statute of limitations on that? Will she be like 35 and you'll be like, remember that time?
No, we've talked about it. We didn't speak about it until probably 2 years ago, I would say. Mm. And it came up. I brought it up when the four of us, Kelly and Courtney and me and Susan, were having dinner. And I don't know, something came up about an uncomfortable situation. I said, Courtney, what was the most uncomfortable situation? She knew exactly where I was going. She said, Dad, that was the worst I've ever felt in my life. I didn't want to look at you. I couldn't breathe. I said, me too. Same thing. So we have a good laugh about it a couple of years later, but it's a horrible thing. I mean, I never talked to my daughters about sex. That's what my wife did. You know, they talk. They have the girls' club. They talk about that stuff.
Right.
I stay away from that as much as I can.
What would you do?
This was horrible.
What would you do if, while obviously George Clooney's face is by her thigh, and then George Clooney's face is buried somewhere?
Yeah.
What if she would have turned around and said, Daddy, what is he doing?
Oh, boy.
What do you say?
Well, first I would have said, oh, well, that's good. She asked that question. She doesn't know. Secondly, I would have said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And then maybe Monica, then I would have said, don't pay attention. Let's leave. This movie sucks.
Right.
And maybe we would have left.
Right.
But we were frozen in place.
But Daddy, what was George Clooney doing?
But I don't understand.
I love pegging.
No.
And as George moved his hand right down her thighs, Roger screamed out,
put it in! I stood up in the theater with my hands raised. Put it in! No. I need guys in my porn. Yeah, that was pretty horrible.
That is the worst
and honestly,
ever.
Worse, a worse scene might have been if it was reversed and she was
doing it to him.
Mm-hmm,
right.
South.
Now.
Ooh, boy, that would have been. We would have
left. That's worse. Why is that? Why? Why is that the line?
Because then they're like showing her what's going on.
What
no,
do?
I don't want
to.
At that point, it's just a video.
Tips.
Yeah.
A part of the story that's often lost in translation is the fact that the next day when Raj came into work, I'll never forget it. The dude looked like he saw a ghost. He looked like he saw a ghost. And I remember saying to him, I go, dude, what's going on? And he must have thought about it on the ride into work, whatever, because it was like as soon as we got in, we hadn't been on the air yet.
I knew I had to tell you guys.
And and I go, what's the matter? He's like, dude, you're not going to believe what happened. Well, Raj doesn't say dude. He goes, you're not going to believe what happened. And he went into the whole story. I was like, You want anything from the kitchen?
He's so uncomfortably mad.
Because at that point, he's telling me this stuff, and my mind is in hyperdrive because I know exactly what I want to do on the radio, and I don't want to waste it in the office.
So I'm going to go
get my coffee, and I'll meet you in the studio.
Boy, I can sure use some oatmeal right now.
Right. Yeah.
What did Susan say? Did Courtney go to Susan, or how did that work?
No, I went to Susan. I was like, you're not going to believe what just happened. We saw this movie. And she's like, oh, you're kidding me. As much as, you know, and again, it's the same thing. As much as you want to protect your kids from the details were on a huge screen right in front of us.
And then Susan said, all right, pretend you're George Clooney.
Exactly what was on the screen.
One leg goes up on a table. Have at it.
So what did you learn from that movie, young man?
Right. She's like, pretend you're George Clooney because I'm going to pretend you're George Clooney.
You're better off.
Right.
We're Roger JP. It's the Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.